You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. On Sunday, February the 12th, I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a glittering card at Leopardstown this afternoon. Of course, we've got four grade ones for you at 2:30 all the way through to 4 o'clock. The highlight of the day, of course, being the Irish Gold Cup, which comes up at 4 o'clock, which sends to post seven of the best chases you'll see either side of the Irish Sea. So that's a mouth-watering affair, but like I say, we have got a star-studded cast all the way through, right from the start, all the way to the end. So plenty of good action to be had here at Dublin's premier racetrack this afternoon.
Race one.
We begin with a mare's handicap hurdle, in which Toe the Line is likely to be a very warm order, as she comes here off the back of a course win here last time out on the 22nd of January, when she started very strongly from the back of the field to win with a little bit more in hand than the official margin suggested. On that occasion, however, she did benefit from racing on good ground, which all her best on the flat derived from. Just a little bit of a question mark this afternoon on the heavy underfoot conditions. Of course, we've had 6 millimetres of rain overnight at Leopardstown, taking the ground to soft, heavy in places, and that might just catch her out this afternoon. That's the only negative I could find with Toe of the Line. So therefore, I'm just going to pass her over in favour of Who's That from the Liam Cusack stable. This horse comes here following a couple of reasonable efforts over fences, but she's very much meta renowned for her work over the smaller obstacles, and she's won this race for the last 2 years running, so obviously connections have her eyed up for another repeat bid. Actually, prior to that, the year before, she was third in this race, so it clearly suits her to come here to this particular venue. Albeit she won by a short head last year, she did travel really strongly in that race, and that is the feature of her profile. She has got a decent cruising speed. With Rachel Blackmore on board to take five off, which means she races off 101, which is only a pound higher than last year's winning mark, I'd expect the ground conditions and everything to be in the favour of Who's That to go very close there in the opening contest.
Race two.
On to race number two then, and this looks to be a very wide open contest indeed. The one I quite like here is Joshua Lane from the Edward Harty stable. First of all, this horse has got a decent record here at Leopardstown. As a third in this race last year to Blazer, very much testifies that particular theory. Nothing wrong with this horse's two performances so far this season. Decent fifth behind Jury Duty, was followed up by a good third behind Sonny May, who of course has gone on to finish third in a grade one subsequently to Saturna. So that form doesn't look too shabby in the context of this race. Off a mark of 125 with the excellent Mark Walsh on board, with the ground in its favour, I'd expect Joshua Lane to run well around about the 10 to 1 mark in race two.
Race number three.
On to race three then, which comes up at 2:30. It's a grade one, of course. It's the Spring Juvenile Hurdle, and this race is likely to have a major bearing on the Cheltenham Festival and the Triumph Hurdle in particular. This is by far and away the best juvenile contest we've seen run either side of the Irish Sea so far this season. Willie Mullins, of course, has got a very strong hand in this race, with Bapome and Mary Deaver both doing duty for the County Carlow handler. But they might just have their work cut out, being up against Gordon Elliott's potentially very smart filly, Denario Dezabo, who's a little bit difficult to assess for many reasons, but she did a good time figure when she won at Cork, and she was hugely impressive that day, winning by 29 lengths. Now, of course, the ground was on the heavy side on that particular occasion, so she won't have any problems with the soft underfoot conditions that we're likely to get this afternoon. Her jumping technique was also very fluent, and we know she can operate at a fast pace, so big things are expected of Denario Dezabo this afternoon. And of course, Gordon Elliott used this race as a stepping stone towards glory at the Cheltenham Festival, with Tiger Roll, of course, was second in this race 3 years ago. So Denario Dezabo is expected to go very well for us there in race number three.
Race four.
On to race four then, which is another grade one. It's the Deloitte Novices Hurdle, which comes up at 3 o'clock. Once again, William Mullins has got a very strong hand in this race as he sends four horses to post. Of those, well, Saturnus very much sets the standard here, with being, of course, a grade one winner. And that grade one came up here over the Christmas period in the Future Champions Novices Hurdle when he beat Brulard, Sonny May and Reuben Light fairly comfortably in the end. The time figure of that particular race suggests that it was a good race of its kind, and I think he is very much a worthy favourite. If he handles the more softer underfoot conditions this afternoon, he's very much the one to beat. Obviously, Brulard, who chased him home on that occasion, he's got to go on the shortlist as well. Prior to that, he was a good winner in Navan, and he stays particularly well at Gordon Elliott's Charge. And if you're looking for an each-way alternative, then look no further than Brulard. But it has to be Saturnus, who, like I said, sets a very high standard for the rest to match in the fourth race.
Race five.
On to race five then, which comes up at 3:30, which is the Flowgas Novices Chase. Now, this race always seems to have a bearing towards the Cheltenham Festival. The winner on horses that do finish placed in this race have always done well at the festival in a month or so's time. So this form and this race is definitely worth keeping an eye on. Obviously, Bells Hill's the one to beat here. Coming here off back-to-back victories over fences. Really impressive last time out at Limerick on heavy ground when he beat Stabber Companion, Haymount, and back in third was Attribution. Nothing wrong with that form. The time figure was good. He jumped really well, and he's very much going the right way. He's a real out-and-out stayer. But our Duke definitely will give him something to think about. He also is a graded winner, grade one winner at that as well. And, of course, that victory came here at Leopardstown over the Christmas period when he beat probably Ireland's pound-for-pound best novice chaser between 2.5 miles and 3 miles in the shape of Coney Island. Although his jumping at times was a little bit sticky, he stayed in incredibly strongly in the latter stages to get the better of Edward Harty's Charge, and with his figure suggesting it was a very much a race worthy of the grade one status, I'd expect our Duke at least to put it up to the favourite here, and around about 3 to 130 this morning on ground that should suit him. This big strong strapping chasing type by Oscar should go well for us there in the 3:30.
Race number six.
On to the 4 o'clock then, which is the best race on the card, the most mouthwatering, eagerly awaited race, without a shadow of a doubt. And, of course, we've got the rematch of several of these who took part in the Lexus. On that occasion, Don Poley came out on top when he finished second to Outlander in that excellent three-mile contest. Now, Don Poley, prior to that, obviously been a little bit disappointing at Down Royal. We were just beginning to wonder whether this horse, who has his quirks, wasn't going to quite come back to the top form which saw him carry all before him a couple of years ago. But now we know that he's sort of switched the light bulb back on again, we can back him with a little bit more confidence. Today's underfoot conditions, obviously very, very testing, will suit this horse. And in a race where there is one or two little ifs and buts about one or two of his rivals, i.e. ground and trip, then he's very much the solid one at the front end of the market. If there is going to be a danger, well, that might come from Jessica Harrington's size in John. First of all, this yard is going particularly well, and he comes here following an impressive victory at Thurley's last time out when he improved very significantly for the step up in trip. Connections are obviously keeping their options open. Do they go down the Ryanair route, or do they test the water and run him in the Gold Cup? Well, we'll soon find out this afternoon if he does stay the trip or not. If he does, well, he's obviously got to be a major danger to Don Poley because he's got an absolute bucket load of class. So those are the two I'd be concentrating on there in the big race of the day, the Irish Gold Cup. Don Poley, of course, who's the solid one down the front end, but Sizing John, if he gets a trip, could well be the danger to all.
Race seven.
On to the big Hunter Chase then of the day, and this course race has a bearing on the Fox Hunters at the Cheltenham Festival in a month's time. On the Fringe, who's been the powerhouse in this division for many years. Unfortunately, he's never actually won this race. He's tried it four times and yet he's yet to get his head in front. So whether he's going to be fully effective off the back of a long layoff on heavy ground is obviously very much open to question. So therefore, on this particular occasion, I'm going to pass him over in favour of Fox Rock, who himself on his day is a very, very talented and smart horse. And he seems to be in really good order at the moment, off the back of two victories at Down Royal and indeed last time out at Thurles when he sauntered his way around that date to beat on his own fairly comfortably in the closing stages. He's also got plenty of good form here at Leopardstown, which is going to make him very hard to beat. Sound Jumper, who usually likes to race prominently, Fox Rock is expected to keep the good run going for Ted Walsh there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, which of course comes up at 5 o'clock in the shape of a bumper, which Willie Mullins has yet again got the favourite in the shape of Vaux des Tieppes, but could have something on his plate here up against Jessica Harrington's Some Day, who created a favourable impression when he was second at the Punchestown Festival last year behind Chilas Emery. That form has obviously taken many boosts subsequently, including the winner winning over hurdles this season. Nicely related to some staying types, this son of Black Sam Bellamy, who got going a little bit too late on that particular occasion, should give us a decent run for our money in the final contest. Well, thanks very much for listening to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast. We don't have any racing in Ireland tomorrow, which is Tuesday, but we do move on to Gowran Park on Wednesday evening, where their first race begins at 5:30. So do tune in for a 7-race preview for Gowran Park on Wednesday. Thanks very much for listening to this edition, and it's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.